لقد سمع الله قول الذين قالوا إن الله فقير ونحن أغنياء سنكتب ما قالوا وقتلهم الأنبياء بغير حق ونقول ذوقوا عذاب الحريق.
Allah has heard the saying of those who said, Allah is poor and we are rich. We shall record what they have said and the fact of their slaying the prophets unjustly. And we shall say to them, taste now the torment of the fire.
Allah has heard the saying of those who said, Allah is poor and we are rich.
This statement was made by the Jews on the revelation of the Quranic verse 2-45. Who of you will lend Allah a goodly loan? The Jews began to ridicule it and said, Look, God has now gone bankrupt and has begun to beg of His creatures for loans.
ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ.
That is in recompense for what you have done. Allah does no wrong to His servants.
الذين قالوا إن الله عهد إلينا ألا نؤمن لرسول حتى يأتينا بقربان تأكله النار قل قد جاءكم رسل من قبلي بالبينات وبالذي قلتم فلم قتلتموهم إن كنتم صادقين.
To those who say, Allah has directed us that we accept none as messenger until He makes an offering that the fire will consume, say, Other messengers came to you before me with clear signs and with the sign you have mentioned. So why did you slay them if what you say is true?
So why did you slay them if what you say is true?
The Bible mentions at several places that the token of divine acceptance of a person's sacrificial offering was the appearance of a mysterious fire which consumed the offering. The Bible does not state, however, that the consuming fire was an indispensable token of prophethood and that anyone not endowed with that miracle could not be a prophet. The Jews, in discussing the claim of Muhammad, peace be upon him, to be a messenger of God, brought up the question of this miraculous sign and used it as a pretext for denying that claim. There was even clearer evidence of the Jews' hostility to truth. They had not hesitated to murder a number of prophets who had been endowed with the miracle of consuming fire. The Bible mentions, for example, the prophet Elijah, who had challenged the worshippers of Baal to sacrifice a bull, promising that he too would sacrifice a bull. He stated that the offering of the one who was truthful would be consumed by the miraculous fire. The confrontation took place before a large crowd, and it was Elijah's sacrifice which was consumed by the fire. This so antagonized the Baal-worshipping queen that the henpecked king decided to put the prophet Elijah to death. Elijah was forced to leave his homeland and take refuge in the mountains of Sinai. The Jews are told, in effect, How dare you ask for the miracle of the consuming fire when in the past you have not even refrained from murdering prophets who performed that miracle?
فَإِن كَذَّبُوكَ فَقَدْ كُذِّبَ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ جَاءُوا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالزُّبُرِ وَالْكِتَابِ الْمُنِيرِ.
Now, if they give the lie to you, then other messengers who came bearing clear signs and scriptures and the illuminating book were also given the lie before you.
كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ.
Everyone is bound to taste death, and you shall receive your full reward on the day of resurrection. Then, whoever is spared the fire and is admitted to paradise has indeed been successful. The life of this world is merely an illusory enjoyment.
The life of this world is merely an illusory enjoyment.
Whoever considers the effects of his actions in this earthly life to be of crucial significance and sees in them the criteria of right and wrong, the criteria of that which leads either to one's ultimate salvation or to one's doom, falls prey to a serious misconception. The fact that a person is outstandingly successful in life does not necessarily prove that he is either on the right path or is the recipient of any special favor from God. Similarly, even if a person is surrounded by trials and hardships, it does not prove that he has either strayed from the right way or is out of favor with God. The earthly results of a man's actions are often quite different from the ones he will see in the next life. What is of true importance is what will happen in that eternal life rather than in this transient one.
لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ
Believers, you will certainly be put to test in respect of your properties and lives, and you will certainly hear many hurtful things from those who are granted the book before you and those who have associated others with Allah in His divinity. If you remain patient and God-fearing, this indeed is a matter of great resolution.
If you remain patient and God-fearing,
Muslims should not lose their self-control in the face of the Jews' individuous taunts and slander. The Jews' accusations, debased talk, and false propaganda should not provoke the Muslims into adopting a posture either inconsistent with truth and justice or with the dignity, decorum, and high standards of moral conduct that become men of faith.
وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَكْتُمُونَهُ فَنَبَذُوهُ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ وَاشْتَرَوْا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا فَبِئْسَ مَا يَشْتَرُونَ
And recall when Allah took a covenant from those who were given the book. You shall explain it to men and not hide it. Then they cast the book behind their backs and sold it away for a trivial gain. Evil indeed is their bargain.
You shall explain it to people and not hide it.
Although the Jews remember that some prophets had been endowed with the miracle of consuming fire, they conveniently forgot their covenant with God at the time they were entrusted with the scripture and their mission as the bearers of the scripture. The covenant to which this verse alludes is mentioned at several places in the Bible. In the last sermon of Moses, cited in Deuteronomy, he again and again calls the attention of Israel to the covenant in the following words. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And these words which I command shall be upon your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. And you shall bind them as a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Deuteronomy 6:4-9. Then in his last testament Moses said, And on the day you pass over the Jordan to the land which the Lord your God gives you, you shall set upon large stones and plaster them with plaster, and you shall write upon them all the words of this law. When you pass over to enter the land which the Lord your God gives you, a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you. And when you have passed over the Jordan, You shall set up these stones concerning which I command you on this day on Mount Ebal, and you shall plaster them with plaster. Deuteronomy 27:2-4. When the Levites were handed a copy of the Torah, they were instructed to gather men, women, and children every seventh year on the occasion of the Feast of Tabernacles and to recite the entire text to them. But their indifference to the Book of God grew to such a point that 700 years later, even the priests of the Temple of Solomon and the Jewish ruler of Jerusalem did not know that they had the Book of God with them. See 2 Kings 22:8-13.
لا تحسبن الذين يفرحون بما أتوا ويحبون أن يحمدوا بما لم يفعلوا فلا تحسبنهم بمفازة من العذاب ولهم عذاب أليم.
Do not think that those who exult in their misdeeds and love to be praised for what indeed they have not done, do not think that they are secure from chastisement. A painful chastisement awaits them.
And love to be praised for what indeed they have not done.
Such people expected praises to be lavished upon them for being God-fearing, devout, and pious, for being sincere servants of the true faith, for being defenders of God's law, and for having reformed and purified the lives of people, even though none of this might be true. They wanted people to go about trumpeting that such and such a person had made great sacrifices in the cause of God and had sincerely guided people to the right way, even though the facts might be the reverse of what they claimed.
وللله ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء قدير.
To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is all powerful.